From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A judge in Los Angeles County will consider whether emergency workplace rules imposed by a state board should remain in place. A coalition of farm organizations filed suit against the emergency standards, saying they complicate their efforts to maintain safety during the pandemic. The farm group says they are highly motivated to maintain a safe and healthy workforce, but the standards are unrealistic for rural employers. A healthy majority of farmers and farm workers say the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted their mental health, and more than half say they're personally experiencing more mental health challenges than just a year ago. That's according to a new American Farm Bureau survey that explores how the pandemic has affected their mental health, as well as how attitudes around mental health have changed. AFBF President Zippy Duval says we must not allow lack of access or a too tough to need help mentality stand in the way. The USDA will purchase an additional $1.5 billion worth of food for distribution through the Farmers to Families Food Box Program. USDA has distributed more than 132 million food boxes in support of American farmers and families affected by the pandemic. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says President Trump has committed to helping people recover, and this program helps American families get back on solid ground by ensuring the nutritious food they need. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.